Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 8, Number 2. Last month, I discussed the importance of hydration, and my goodness, how important is that? The H word, H2O, to be exact. Two-thirds of the Earth's surface is covered by water, and the human body, when hydration is complete and you're well hydrated, consists of 75% of this beautiful stuff that we call H2O or water. So it should be clear that water is one of the prime elements responsible for life on Earth. Just can't live without it. Water circulates through the land just as it does through our bodies. It transports, dissolves, replenishes nutrients and organic matter, carries away the waste products. You have got to understand that water is critical and essential, and that's where we start in sports nutrition after we understand that air is also important. Now, in his book, Your Body's Many Cries for Water, Dr. F. Batmanglish gives a wonderful essay on water and its vital role in the health of a water-starved society. To quote, "Since the water we drink provides for cell function and its volume requirements, the decrease in our daily water intake affects the efficacy or efficiency of cell activity. As a result, chronic dehydration causes symptoms that equal disease." So there you go. I think that most people aren't really sick as we know it. They are dehydrated, and if they hydrated their cells for a couple of days really, really well the right way, a lot of their symptoms would disappear and their body would start to heal itself. Now, on this edition of Clinical Review, I want to talk about the next product in the CH Signature Series product line, the fourth product, the final product in the Foundation Series. It's what I call the Essentials. To date, we've reviewed the Whey Super Blend, the Sport Oil, and C7. But before we look at the product in detail, let's discuss what the word essential really means, because I chose this word for the essentials because of what it actually means. And I want to get this across to you that it's important to me that anyone that I know who's looking for health and wellness understands what they need first and foremost. Wants are second. What I want, okay, that's second to what you actually physiologically, biochemically need. Okay? Okay, maybe you choose not to eat meat, but you better get that material that is in flesh coming into your body that's not in a plant, or you're going to have problems. So again, what do we actually need? What do human beings require? What does science say? Not what the mind wants us to think, but what does the science of nutrition biochemistry speak to? In nutrition, essential means must have or will die. In biochemistry, essential pertains to a substance that is required for normal functioning but cannot be synthesized by the body and therefore must be included in the diet. Good examples include the essential amino acids or vitamin C. These things are essential. Essential means absolutely necessary or indispensable for life. That's what an essential nutrient is. It's absolutely essential. It means you can't make it inside your body. You can't think it up. You've got to put it in from the outside world. So, yes, we are mortal. we're not going to live forever. And while we're on this planet, we need to put into the body what it requires. And it doesn't really matter whether you believe that or not. It's what is. That's called reality. The Corey Hawley Signature Series is a complete nutrition system. I designed it for total body health. I designed it to maximize health and performance, right? Because those two are interrelated. Remember, you pursue health and performance always follows. Again, the four products include Whey Super Blend, Sport Oil, ElectroQuench C7, and The Essentials. So let's talk about The Essentials now. The Essentials are actually a pack of seven capsules and tablets enclosed in an airtight plastic cover. So you order The Essentials, you open up the container, and there are 30 individual packs inside, and each pack has seven capsules and tablets. I love seven. It's a perfect number. It's my favorite number. So I'm going to call these the Essential Seven. Now, you take a pack at least once a day, preferably with a shake, hence the term shake and take. Remember, you make a shake, you open up a pack, you put it in your hand, you put it in your mouth, you swallow it down with the shake. That's called shake and take. Pretty straightforward, pretty simple. I think that's a no-brainer, and it's effective. It's a great way to launch life into your body. Now, the seven capsules and tablets, what are they? Okay, two capsules inside the pack are a complete mix of vitamins only. Only vitamins, okay? Another two tablets are only minerals, a complete mix of minerals. The next two capsules, and these things are coming in pairs, include a mix of enzymes to digest fats, carbohydrates, and proteins, a complete enzyme mix to reduce inflammation. And then finally, a seventh capsule all by itself, coenzyme Q10. And I put that in there because of the importance of it to energy and as an antioxidant. Now, the essentials provide a well-absorbed, easy-to-swallow, synergistic spectrum of essential micronutrients, antioxidants, and enzymes. And come on, how good is that? To optimize performance, you need to obtain all the essential nutrients with precision in the right balance. Insufficient micronutrient intake is a common cause of fatigue, disordered eating, sports injuries, physical weakness, poor workout recovery, and the development and progression of degenerative disease and premature aging. Ouch! Vitamins have no caloric value but are required to transfer energy from the food that we eat. Okay, so we put in the macronutrients, the protein, fats, and carbs, and the reason that they must be teeming full of micronutrients, enzymes, vitamins, and minerals, is because you can't use the energy in the Krebs cycle. You need vitamins and enzymes in order to process and obtain and draw from the food the energy and get it into the cell and convert it to ATP. That's vitamin and mineral dependent. So if we're vitamin and mineral deficient, we're going to become energy deficient, and eventually the entire system will fail and be compromised, and you get disease. It's that simple. So it starts way out, and then it creeps up on you out of the blue, and you wonder, what the heck happened? No, it's not because of what you did last night, although that did contribute. It's what you've been doing for the last 1,000 nights. That's what makes the difference. Vitamins are organic, and when consumed in or along with foods, they are taken into the body and become constituents of enzymes necessary for activating thousands of body functions. Individual needs for vitamins vary greatly depending upon things like inherited characteristics of an individual, biochemical individuality, body type, stress levels, exercise demands, age, gender, environmental factors, and your health status, which is always changing. It's a continuum. Athletic demands and strenuous exercise increase the excretion of many nutrients from the body in sweat and urine. Routine physical activity increases the need for antioxidants, many of which are utilized to quench reactive oxygen species produced through the consumption of oxygen during aerobic activity. You breathe heavy, you liberate more free radicals, you deplete antioxidants. Many of them are vitamins. If you're not getting enough vitamins, you become deficient. You can't quench the free radicals. They cause the damage, the mutation. They hurt the body. in the state of pain. You take the anti-inflammatory medication, you go to the doctor, he cuts things out. Eventually, you are a victim of the establishment. The medical machine has you on file, and you will keep coming back. Isn't that a great way to make money? It's just a built-in guarantee for revenue. Now, vitamin A, for example, is essential to the metabolism of protein. Without sufficient B-complex vitamins, energy transfer from carbohydrates is completely impaired. Vitamin C protects the adrenal glands, heart, and arteries from damage. And vitamin E helps reduce muscle soreness and joint pain. And I just reviewed a media hype story about how vitamin E in pregnant women increases risk of damage to the fetus, which is a bunch of poppycock. In actuality, the opposite is true. Remember that the vitamin bashers, the pharmaceutical corporations that want you addicted to their drugs and not taking vitamins for health and wellness, they want you to think that when you take these vitamins, you're putting yourself or your baby or your child at risk. Remember that when you look at it and you know it's false right off the bat because of your education and elevated state of mind, you have to understand that they are going to take the opposite and make it a feature of their promotion. So in actuality, think of the opposite as being true. The higher you take vitamin E and the more you take, the less risk or damage there is going to be to your child or your baby or your heart when they are telling you one thing, the exact opposite is true. Now, enzymes and carotenoids and flavonoids, which are all in the essentials, all help to optimize cell function, reduce inflammation, neutralize free radicals, and strengthen the body's entire network of vascular tissue and blood capillaries. Now, minerals, let's talk about those. Like vitamins, they have no caloric value, and they are required to transfer energy from the food we eat. They're converted into many enzymes. But unlike vitamins, and this is a key point, minerals enter into our composition. We're made out of them. They provide elemental strength, stability, and structural resistance. So you're not made out of vitamins. They're inside of you. They're transported in water and blood. But we're actually made as a constructural material, like metal in a bridge. We're made out of minerals. If you're weak and your skin is collapsing and your hair is falling out and your vision is going, it's most likely that you're lacking minerals and not just getting older. Although age is easy to blame and is often used as a scapegoat by people who fail miserably at looking after themselves. Now, minerals actually compose about 4% of the body's weight. They're inorganic. Remember, the vitamins are organic. They contain carbon. Minerals are elements. They're inorganic. They need to be attached to something organic. That's why they're chelated or bound to citric acid, which is organic. That allows them to be taken up into the body. Our bodies are organic temples. So if we put something inorganic inside of them, they have to connect with something as a transporting agent that is organic, that's bio-friendly, so that they can deliver this important element like manganese or molybdenum into the body. Now, minerals are tied in with enzymes and hormones and neurotransmitters. Our individual needs vary greatly for each one of them. But because of soil depletion, food processing, environmental pollution, stress and aging, blah, 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 they are rarely consumed through food in quantities sufficient to meet our biological or athletic demands. Sound familiar? Sounds like the prime directive to me. Supply your biological demand. Now, minerals and trace elements are frequently overlooked and taken for granted. But athletes and active people cannot afford to make this mistake. Chromium, vanadium, and magnesium, for instance, are all critical to maintain insulin efficiency. Insulin is a powerful natural anabolic hormone, but only if insulin sensitivity is guarded. Manganese is another powerful player in tendon, ligament, and connective tissue bonding. In addition to regulating cell immunity and joint flexibility, zinc greatly influences how testosterone and growth hormone influence muscle growth. Selenium is incorporated into glutathione peroxidase, and it just keeps going on and on, the functions of these things in the body. It's amazing. You can spend your entire life learning and growing from it. That's what I'm committed to and still enjoying it after, my goodness, Trace and I were talking, when I turn 52, that will be 40 consecutive years that I've been weight training without missing more than a couple of days. And why? Because I love it, because it's essential, because I feel great after every workout, and because it works, and because it's faithful. So imagine if you stick with anything long enough, you're going to become someone special as a consequence of that. And this stick-to-itiveness that Thomas Edison talked about, you know, he failed 10,000 times in creating and developing the filament of the light bulb, you know, but as a consequence of being persistent and committed and loyal and steadfast, look what he achieved, and he's now regarded as one of the greatest inventors of all time. But you know what? In his own words, he was only a simple man with a love and a joy for what he was doing. That's all he wanted from it. He wasn't doing it to become the greatest inventor. He was doing it because he enjoyed it. And as a consequence of enjoying what he was doing and becoming really, really good at what he was doing, he now is regarded as one of the best. That's how you can also be seen and described by people when you're gone one day. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, minerals and vitamins, these things are critical. We've got to get them in the body. The enzymes are also in this pack. I think that in most cases, they're not truly essential in terms of textbook chemistry, but they become conditionally essential because of the state that people are in. We eat a lot of cooked food, become enzyme deficient. We need outside support. The food is enzyme dead. The enzymes are present in cooked food. They're just not active. They've been rendered obsolete. So we need live, active enzymes in our food, in our bodies, metabolically, for digestive work, for the brain, for neurotransmission. It goes on and on and on. So what's in the pack? Well, let's have a quick look and just a very quick breakdown of actually what's in each pack. So in these 7 tablets and capsules, there are a number of nutrients. I'm going to go through them quickly and give you an idea of the potency. Vitamin A in the palmitate is 15,000 combined with 5,000 IU as beta carotene. So there's a total of 20,000. So we got a preformed and a provitamin A. Vitamin C, 250 milligrams. Vitamin D, very important. We need a lot more than this. Trace and I are taking this separately, 4 grams a day, 4,000 milligrams a day. This pack has 600 units. Vitamin E, 460 IU, international units, in the D-alpha tocopherol and succinate. It's a dry form of vitamin E, very stable. Okay, we got B1, B2, B3, all 100 milligrams, B6, 100 milligrams, folic acid, 400 micrograms, B12, 100 micrograms, B5 as calcium pantothenate, 100 milligrams, that's the anti-stress vitamin. Calcium, now we got good levels of minerals here. That's why I chose to have 2 tabs, because if a person's taking a multivitamin and mineral pill once a day, they're getting very little of a broad spectrum. There's just no way you can get the amounts of nutrients that are advocated by most professionals. So calcium and citrate and amino acid chelated, 950 milligrams. Magnesium, 400 milligrams. Iron, 26 milligrams as a fumaric or fumarate form, easily digested, not harsh on the gut. Iodine, 40 micrograms, selenium, 200 micrograms, copper, we've got 450 micrograms, chromium, we've got 300 micrograms, molybdenum, 125 micrograms, potassium, 120 milligrams, inositol, 100 milligrams, PABA, 100 milligrams, then we've got choline, 46 milligrams, betaine hydrochloride, 25 milligrams, glutamic acid. We're getting into some flavonoids now, rutin, 25 milligrams, citrus bioflavonoid complex, 25 milligrams, hesperitin, 5 milligrams, chlorophyll, 2 milligrams, CoQ10, 30 milligrams, more betaine hydrochloride, that's derived from beets and molasses, 200 milligrams, pancreatin, a 4X potency. We've got 20,000 USP units supplying amylase, protease, and lipase. We've got ox bile extract, 100 milligrams, bromelain, 50 milligrams. That's 24,000 gelatin digesting units. That's from pineapple. We've got papain from papaya, 50 milligrams. Pepsin, that's another enzyme factor that relates to hydrolyzing protein. Breaking it down. A lot of people don't do that well. It's a great pack for seniors, a great pack for children, for sports, for athletics, for active people. My goodness, it's very safe. I put this thing together with a lot of thought in mind. Tracy and I are taking a couple packs a day. We think it's great. Now, all of this is in a proprietary herbal base of alfalfa lecithin from soybeans and rice polish, rose hips, and water cress. That's a goodie one, too. Now, the ingredient list represents a complete description of the entire composition of the capsules. You can get to claytonnaturals.com, go to my site, click supplements, click the new logo there at the bottom on the left. That'll take you to where you can order them and then get a detailed look at the ingredient panel. The ingredients, the flow agents, and any binders or natural filling agents, they're listed. The nutritive substances present in each capsule or tablet that have been added to improve or augment the mouthfeel, the ability to swallow, they're all listed. These things have been tested so that they will dissolve in pretty much any gut of any human that swallows them. And the transit time has been determined, the absorption, the uptake of the nutrients. We've looked into all of this with research to back it up. So I'm very proud of the new Corey Hawley Signature Series. Remember, it's a shake and take concept. It's something that if you do on a regular basis, you should see something. You will feel, I've talked about this before, you don't always feel the difference when you take vitamins and minerals, but if you raise the bar, if you get into taking a couple of shakes per day, if you're getting your essential omega-3 fats, if you're getting the essential minerals and vitamins, if you're getting the enzymes, if you're getting a good quality source of protein with added energy in things like glutamine and ribose and spirulina and creatine, if you are training and eating organic whole food, if your blood sugar is stable, if you're experiencing no highs and lows except the high of being well and the low of being crushed by a great workout, of course, of which you recover from and feel wonderful again, then you are experiencing what I call a great high and low in life. But most people's highs and lows are sickness, illness, infection. The high is from a drug that's fleeting. They develop addiction, you know, alcoholism, tobacco, whatever it might be. So yes, you can get high, and you might even get high on a whole variety of things other than drugs. Why not getting high on a run? Why not get high on mountain climbing? Why not get high on having a romantic dinner with your wife? So let's focus on health and wellness. Let's focus on doing what it takes to stay well. There are rules of the game, my friends, that you need to be aware of. You can't cheat in this game called life, because the master player is way beyond and above our own identification. You can lock yourself in a room or a cell or dig a hole or take a submarine down to the bottom of the ocean, and by yourself in that submarine, there's absolutely nobody that can have contact with you except you. And let's imagine that you are being watched, that someone up there, someone above and beyond is keeping an eye. Well, that's why I'm saying you cannot cheat. You cannot get away, because when you do do something that you know is wrong, there will be consequences, and they will appear in your own consciousness through your skin and your bowels and your organs and your endocrine glands and your energy and your drive and your enthusiasm and your lack of passion. My goodness, are you passionate? Are you full of life? Where's the zest? Did it get up and go, or is it driving you forward? Are you chasing the tiger by the tail? What are you doing in your life? Let us focus on health and wellness, first and foremost of mind, because the body is the servant of the mind. The body follows the rules set forth by thought. We are only a byproduct of pure thought. So how pure are your thoughts? How pure is your thinking? All of my mentors, all of my teachers, all of the people that I've come to know and respect have always given me a similar kind of message when it came to looking after myself. I have to be responsible. I have to be authentic and real and genuine and come to terms with reality, who I am and what I'm doing and what I planned for my life. So imagine a life where you are riding a great white stallion and you're super well and you're super lean and you're so functional and you're wiser with each day that passes and you're collecting information and you're taking in everything that life has to offer. Imagine what a great experience that can be. What a great experience that could be for your children also and your grandchildren. So life is always better and more rewarding. Let's get that message out, people. Let's turn on the tap and let the waters gush forth. Let's create an overflow of health and let us be exactly what we want others to be. And they will then be attracted to us. And then that's the opportunity. That's the golden time to share the wealth of your health and your fantastic message. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Dr. Linus Pauling. The world progresses year by year, century by century, as the members of the younger generation find out what was wrong among the things that their elders said. So you must always be skeptical. You must always think for yourself.